We begin with verse number 1.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me.' The 70 returned with joy, saying, 'Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us.' He said to them, 'I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.'" The Gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. Good and gracious Lord, the harvest is out there. You call all of your people to be workers in your harvest, to go out, to preach that your kingdom is here, to teach and to heal, to share your peace and your love. Lord, you call us to be your workers in your harvest. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Something caught my eye actually yesterday as I was reading through this text again. Twice Jesus says, "Eat whatever is set before you." That's not always a good thing to do, right? If they put some lutefisk in front of you, or... But what's interesting about that piece is they are in Samaria at this time. Jesus is up north. The Samaritans didn't always follow the same kosher food laws as the Jewish people did. So Jesus is telling them, as you go out and you enter these homes and they feed you stuff that might not be kosher, you're still to eat that. That there's this kind of tension going on, that the Jewish people are important, but there's a more important mission. And so in today's gospel, Jesus picked 70 followers for a special purpose. In the chapter before, chapter 9, Jesus had already sent out the 12 to heal, to preach, to bring the word out there. Now in chapter 10, Jesus is expanding the group to 70. 70 people that he was sending out in pairs, two by two, to preach, to teach, to heal. to work in the harvest. The first disciples did not stay in Jerusalem and Israel after the death and resurrection of Jesus. Most of them began to travel around to bring the word about Jesus to other places. It is believed that Thomas, the doubting one, was a missionary in India. I have visited a church in Madras, India, which commemorates Thomas the martyr. Matthew, the tax collector, the writer of the first gospel, was a missionary to Ethiopia. James, one of the sons of Zebedee, is thought to have traveled to Spain. Jude, also called Thaddeus, is believed to have carried the gospel to Mesopotamia, that is current-day Iran and Iraq. The early church sent its missionaries out to different parts of the world and throughout the world. The Lutheran Church in North America has continued this tradition of sending missionaries overseas to proclaim, to teach, to heal, to equip, and to share the love of God. As a young boy, I remember hearing stories at my home congregations of missionaries that were back home on leave. I've been fortunate to hear first and second hand of Lutheran mission work in South America, Central America, Eastern Europe, India, Russia, the Philippines, and Africa. Throughout the ages, the Christian church has raised up people as missionaries and sent them out to proclaim the good news that Jesus is alive. I have a secret. Do you want to know what the secret is? What was that?
May I tell it?
Sure, you could tell. Wait, what secret are you talking about? Yeah, time out. The secret is this. The most important missionary in the world is in this room right now. Are you looking around to see who that might be? Are you curious? Who can it be? Here's the secret. The most important missionary in the world today is you. You are the secret. You are the missionary the church has today. Kind of exciting, right? Kind of scary or overwhelming. But don't worry, you can do it. You are the church's missionaries today. Last week, I ended up my sermon by talking about preaching to the choir. The choir are the people who are here today. The choir are the missionaries needed today. Maybe not so much to go around the world, but I would never rule out that possibility for anybody. But missionaries to go out into your communities, your homes, your places of business, to invite people to come with you for worship, for fellowship, for service, for fun, for building up the kingdom of God. Today, the choir are today's missionaries that are needed here, nearby, today. Let me describe a visual that will hopefully help. And I may have used this one. I was looking through my notes. Soren Kierkegaard, actually I should say it more Danish, Soren Kierkegaard, a Danish Lutheran theologian, used this illustration to describe the situation he was seeing in the church 100 years ago. He said that many people in the church view church work kind of like a theater. On the stage of the theater, you see the actors and the actresses giving their best performance for the whole world to see. Kierkegaard said that the church's pastors, The paid professionals were the actors on the stage. And he went on to say that offstage in this theater was God. God was offstage giving direction and encouragement, critique and supporting to the actors on the stage, the actors being the pastors and other paid professionals. And in the audience, watching the whole action, were the members of the churches, the baptized and believing members of the congregations. Members were there to applaud, to give support, but primarily to watch what was going on stage in the church. Soren Kierkegaard said that this model of the church was wrong. He suggested, and I agree, that today the main actors on the stage, which is the church, are the baptized and believing members of a congregation. Today, the church's members are needed to carry the message of the church to people who have not heard it or do not believe it. Church members have a vital role front and center on the main stage. The role of the pastor, according to Kierkegaard, is to be more like that director who is off stage, giving encouragement, offering support and feedback to guide the actors and actresses on the stage and out in the audience of today's church. Kierkegaard suggests sits God. God watching and giving his approval to the work and the ministry that he sees all members of the church doing today. Today you are needed to do God's mission work. Probably not somewhere else in the world, but right here, in this area where you work or play or shop or go to school, wherever you may be, you are made for mission. You are missionaries for Jesus. Are you a missionary? Yes. Yes, you are. Are you made for mission? Yes, you are. Age is not relevant. You could be a missionary at age 8 or age 80. Abraham and Sarah were old when they left for the promised land. Do not be afraid of what you are to say. God told Moses. Moses, who told God that he could not talk very well, God told Moses, I will give you the words to speak, and your brother Aaron will say them to Pharaoh. Do not be afraid of going at this mission work alone. Jesus sent the 70 out in pairs, 2 by 2. Jesus knows we need support. And Jesus gives us that support with one another and with his Holy Spirit. God calls us all to be missionaries today. Let us respond to that call and go into the Lord's harvest because we are made for mission.